This is the 431st episode of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast, the podcast from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that gives you everything you need to know about the Atlanta Falcons. I'm D. Orlando Ledbetter, the Falcons beat reporter for the AJC, coming to you from Glendale, Arizona, where the Falcons went down 25-23 at the buzzer today. The previously 1-8 Arizona Cardinals came down the field and scored at the buzzer on a Matthew Prater field goal with 23 seconds left. They executed the Todd Gurley foul down play, made the Falcons use up all their timeouts, and didn't give them a chance to get the ball back. That was Coach John Gannon, former teammate of offensive coordinator Dave Ragone. But the Falcons go down 25-24, and they are reeling going into the bye week. The Falcons have now dropped three in a row and six of their last eight games after starting the season 2-0. If you're listening to us for the first time, please make sure to follow the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Bowtie Chronicles from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, Coach Arthur Smith, after the game, came to the podium. Here's what he had to say about being frustrated.
Obviously, you put everything you got into it, and you're frustrated. But we gotta find a way. We get on that plane and get back and use this bye week and regroup, put everything in there, find solutions, and go win against New Orleans. That's the only thing we can do. Obviously, B-Led, we're frustrated, as anybody would be when you come up short. But we have to go. We have to fix what's been our issues and find a way to get back over in the win column, get over the hump.
In the fourth quarter, Taylor Heinicke went down with a hamstring injury and did not return. Here's what Arthur Smith had to say about his two quarterbacks, Taylor Heinicke and Desmond Ridder.
Well, yeah, I mean, a little bit, obviously, the plan early. Really only had three possessions, right, in the first half. And a lot of that was because we chewed the clock down running it. We ran it. We had a huge emphasis to try to run it. So that was a little bit of it. And then the third quarter, you know, give them a little credit. And then, you know, we got behind the sticks. They made a couple sacks, got us off track. We didn't do a good job executing. Regrouped in the fourth quarter. Obviously, he pulled his hamstring and Dez came in and Dez did a really nice job and gave us a chance. And then obviously made the big play on the zone read. He was settled. He was very confident. Like I said, I mean, if he wasn't, he wouldn't have pulled the ball right there. I can tell you that. That play will tell you a lot. Because if you don't want the ball in your hands, it would have been really easy to hand it off. So that's one assessment I can give you to state in the obvious. And not living in his fears. I mean, that's the same play. He basically, the ball popped out against Tampa.
Here's what Arthur Smith had to say about approaching this bye week.
Yeah, we self-scout every week, but obviously you take a step back. Here we are. Not where we want to be, but somehow, some way, we're not out of it. So we'll focus on that, but we things we can control on us, D-Led. We got to regroup, look at everything, and find solutions.
Falcons running back Bijan Robinson playing in front of his hometown crowd Folks came up from Tucson, Arizona, where he was a star at Saul Point High. He carried the load today. The offense ran through him. 22 carries for 95 yards. The 22 carries were a career high for Bijan, and he had a rushing touchdown of 5 yards. Here's what he had to say about carrying the load.
Yeah, I was, you know, I was good. Just whatever I needed to do for the team to try to get a win. And you know, I feel good now. But you know, obviously that doesn't matter if you don't win the game. You know, you try to do the best you can. You know, for offense, whether it's run game or pass game, or you gotta be good in both. But you know, obviously you want to pull something out with the win.
Robinson was one of the top players to come out of Arizona. He went on to start at Texas. Here's what he had to say about his return to Arizona.
Awesome. It was so awesome, man. I mean, just seeing all the people that came here and supported me, that's been supporting me my whole life. It was definitely such a blessing to play in front of them. And, you know, at the end of the game, I try to just, you know, give them all high fives and do whatever I could just to show my appreciation. But it was so awesome to be here and to show, you know, the Arizona kid that they've been watching since high school is still playing, you know, now trying to represent them.
All right, Desmond Ridder came off the bench, had a good promising drive going. It got stopped on a 4th-and-1. Believe he got tripped up there or slipped. He wasn't sure. Whatever happened, he didn't get it. He got stopped by Jonathan Ledbetter. Fine tackle from Tucker High and UGA. And he did. They did get the ball back and took the lead. The defense had the ball. The defense took the field with 2:33 to go and needed to stomp out the fire and wasn't able to do it. And here's what he said about coming off the bench against the Cardinals.
Yeah, a little stiff. You know, obviously been sent for 4 quarters, so, you know, just trying to get as warm as I can. And then it's obviously just going and execute, you know, the same way that, you know, offense has been doing and been executing, been moving the ball. Just go down and do the same. You know, like I said, I'm prepared and ready for this situation at whatever time it came. You know, unfortunately, in, you know, the circumstances in which it came today. But, you know, I was ready to go.
Well, yeah, I think this is right. Offense, you didn't score when you got the ball on the 14-yard line. You got stopped on 4th-and-1. You need those touchdowns there. If you're a good football team, you figure out how to do that. And then you don't give up a big 49-yard punt return. We saw a 61-yarder a couple weeks ago and a 41-yarder today. And Arizona capitalized on their big swing and got a touchdown. And the defense collapsed at the end. So here's what Ridder had to say on all three phases of the Falcons' operation.
I don't know. You know, like we said, and Vince saying, you know, it's one play here or there. Obviously, you get that sack right there on defense. You know, you make a couple more plays on offense. You know, special teams, you don't, you know, give up the big explosive there. So all three phases, you know, there's just little things here and there that if we take those away or be better on one play here or there, it's a completely different outcome for a lot of our games.
Well, yeah, we wanted to know what happened on that 4th-and-1 from Desmond Ridder. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously, I don't know what happened. Obviously, it came up a little short. But, yeah, you know, I felt that backer coming up in the A-gap, so I tried to get out to the left a little bit. I felt like we slipped, tripped, whatever. Obviously, didn't execute it.
But you all come back and get the lead. How are you all thinking, you know, about that drive and, you know, when you go to the sidelines after getting that touchdown?
Yeah, obviously it was great. But, you know, like we said, you know, you can't stop playing until the clock hits zero. We knew that, you know, that we were either going to have to go back and, you know, kick a field goal to win or obviously score a touchdown to win, whatever happened. So we knew that, you know, we were going to get the ball back and have a chance to go win if obviously the defense, you know, stopped.
How do you balance, you know, trying to, you know, fix some things over the bye and then also trying to get a break so you can, you know, before you come back and finish out the season?
Yeah, these next 2 days for us will be work days, obviously, to come in, correct our mistakes. And then, like you said, you know, the biggest thing for all of us is getting rest mentally and physically, coming back for when we play the Saints, be healthy. Obviously, huge division, huge rivalry opponent to be just be able to go down there and you know, back home and get a win.
All right. You know, when the Falcons are, you know, when they lose this year, I kind of, you know, try to make sure I check in with Calais Campbell. Sure, he's going to be a big part of the five things we learned. He spent a lot of time with me after the game today, giving his opinion on what went wrong on the defense. And I said, hey, the defense that's been out there the last three games is not the same defense we saw in the first seven. And he went on and on and on, and I think he gave us some good responses to, you know, what they're going to need to take care of when they get back from the bye week. Here is Calais Campbell.
I think one of the biggest things is containing the quarterback. You know, I mean, the scrambling yards the last three games have killed us. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you just take the like actual run game. We've been playing great, phenomenal run defense. Mm-hmm. But the stats, we're giving up over 100 yards. We're giving up touchdowns to all the quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. You know, so we got to do better, you know, with the scrambling yards. And a lot of that is just being disciplined, you know. But, you know, there's some other stuff we could do to figure it out. You know, I think, you know, in big moments, you know, being locked in and making tackles and stuff, you know, you just got like simple mistakes, you know, you watch the tape and really figure out how many mistakes we made, but, you know, definitely saw simple mistakes in big moments that, you know, cost us points, which ended up, you know, you feel like it put you in a position where they had a chance to win at the end. And then, you know, I think at the very end, I mean, Kyler just made a play, you know, and I mean, that's the kind of stuff he can do when he's on the field. So, but I think the biggest thing is, though, you got to just be, you know, more locked in, more disciplined in the crucial moments of the game. You know, I feel like we're, you know, we get up there and we're playing good football for, you know, 8 out of 10 plays, but it got to be 10 out of 10.
How close were y'all to look like, you know, were they up high? It looked like I had them a couple of times on my last run in.
I mean, you know, I'm watching on tape to really get a feel for exactly what happened, but I feel like, you know, I mean, he made a play, you know, and we worked on just breaking down and, you know, making the tackle, you know, instead of trying to, like, kill him, you know, but, I mean, he's a hell of a player and he made a heck of a play. You guys just, you know, I mean, still got to find a way to win the ball game. You know, that one play, you know, should be the one. There's never one play that's going to beat you. It's the collective, you know, and we got to just, you know, be better, you know, as a whole. But, you know, the thing that really, you know, I really feel like we need to, you know, improve is quarterback run game. You know, got to be better in the quarterback run game. Even in the zone read stuff, it's been hurting us all year. You know, even, you know, and it's just, it's discipline. You know, it's being where you're supposed to be, you know, hearing the full call, you know, and, you know, just players making plays, you know. And so, you know, I mean, teams see that, you know, and they try to go back to it, you know. And so, you know, that's something we have to be better at. But, you know, going forward, I think, you know, this point in time, it's just, you know, one game at a time, you know, and the division game coming up after the bye. So I feel like the bye's had a, you know, I mean, who wants to lose three straight going to a bye? You know, nobody does, but it is what it is, you know. And so now we're sitting here, and now we got to just regroup, you know, pump the brakes, you know, take a moment, get away from the game. And then, you know, but then we'll study ourselves and we'll figure out what we need to do coming out of this bye to go and be the best football team we could be. And we'll find out if we're good enough or not. You know, I believe this team is good enough to, you know, to be exactly where we want to be. You know, there's a lot of football left to prove it, you know, and the good thing about our division is it's still right there.
Right.
You know, and so, like, you know, I mean, it would suck if somebody, you know, just took off on us, but right now everything is right there for the second. So, you know, I mean, it's just one play at a time and you got to fight for it and, you know, at the end of the day, you know, this team definitely has what it takes, you know, to be special. We just gotta believe it, then we gotta go fight for it.
All right, and one of the things Calais talked about was the quarterback. You know, the quarterback scrambling. You know, they talked about breaking down and not chasing him. You know, that didn't happen. He got loose on a 13-yard scramble. Kyler Murray did to get into field goal range, and, you know, he scored on the RPO on a 6-yard run where he was untouched. So the assignment player, I don't know if it's a linebacker, Caden Ellis or Nate Landman, but somebody's supposed to have a quarterback on that RPO. I had to do a little deep dive on Trey McBride today. He had 8 catches for 131. He was second round pick, 55th overall. Out of Colorado State in the 2022 draft. And the Falcons didn't have nothing for him today. Caught 4 for 62 in the first half. You know, normally you'll see, okay, they're going to shut him down. They're going to commit some resources to take away the tight end. They weren't able to do it. They had too much speed on the outside. Marquise Brown, I had to keep him in check because he had gotten open deep too. Got his hands on the ball. So we needed to. We wanted to know from Kaden, what was the plan for McBride and Kyler Murray?
Cover and Murray contain him. He's fast. He's a great athlete. He's got a trophy back at home. He's got a trophy back at home, sorry. And they just needed to contain him, and we did that for a large majority of the game. But there were a couple plays where we weren't able to, and something that we're going to have to look back at. And as players, just assess how when we face another great athlete and quarterback, because they're all over the league, how are we going to contain them? And it's something that I know will get done, and it's something that I know we can do. And I'm excited for us to come out of this bye and get going with it.
And lastly, before we go to break here, you know, Richie Grant was in coverage on that 34-yard play to Trey McBride. And, you know, he was good. He wasn't – he talked about it. You know, we have a good relationship, try to develop with most of the players. You know, when they're going good, it's easy. But on tough days, you know, we really appreciate the guys that, you know, stop and take questions because some guys, you know, it's too tough and they can't do it. But Richie stepped up, and here's what he had to say about the play at the end of the game with Trey McBride.
At the end of the day, you know, it just come down to that one play. You gotta make that play.
The McBride play. That's the one you're talking about at the end.
Yeah, you gotta make the play. You don't make the play, you lose the game, man. That was a big play. We just lost, so.
This is the Bowtie Chronicles from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
In Atlanta, one voice has stood out for over four decades. An AJC original, The Monica Pearson Show.
Let's talk about how you got to ESPN.
Revealing interviews.
You are known as America's doctor, but I want to know who you were before that.
When you have a different name, you have different color skin, it can be tough.
With Atlanta's most famous faces as you've never seen them before.
I'm telling my story. This is the American dream.
The Monica Pearson Show, streaming now on AJC.com.
We're back here at the Bowtie Chronicles podcast, and here is an offer that the Atlanta Journal-Constitution has for you. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution has a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you subscribe today, you can get 3 months of unlimited digital access for just 99 cents. That's all of our sports coverage, politics, breaking news, investigations, food and dining, and so much more on AJC.com. Plus, you get access to our e-paper and assortment of newsletters. So join our community by going to subscribe.ajc.com/podcast. That's subscribe.ajc.com/podcast. So you always know what's really going on. All right, here, the Falcons take a break. They need it. They're reeling right now. Started off the season great, got 2 wins. You know, then things started going, you know, back and forth, and then now you're in the full slide mode. Last 3 games have been losses to Will Levis, Joshua Dobbs, and today Kyler Murray coming off an 11-month layoff. So, you know, the good football we've seen in patches, you know, they haven't been able to put together a whole game. You know, you can't give up 40-yard kick-up punt returns, can't give up 61-yard returns, can't give up 4 touchdown passes to a rookie making his first start. Can't give up game-winning drives, which is what they did in the last 2 weeks to the Vikings. And here today in Glendale, Arizona, with the Arizona Cardinals. Now, let's move on to some of our notes here on the game. We're going to get to the notes. Then we're going to hear from some comments that you all made on Twitter. We got about 35. That's about half of the 80 that we had last week. But I forgot to put it out there at the end of the game. So it went out when we got back up top here at the mothership. That's why I call this stadium. Just look at some pictures. It looks like a spaceship just landed in the middle of the desert. State Farm Arena here in Glendale, Arizona. Now, the game notes here. Nate Landman served as the Falcons' sixth captain, had the big interception today. The offense scored 184 net yards, the fifth consecutive game over 100 yards rushing, and eighth game of the season. They don't put anything in here about the poor passing attack they had. Ritter and Taylor Heinicke had 98 yards combined. So you're going to need more than that in the passing attack. But I remember I saw plays that I was like, hey, they're covered. He can't throw the ball. So the Cardinals did a good job of studying the Falcons' route combinations. That's something that's going to have to change in the second half of the season because everybody's got them on tape. And the defensive backs were basically running the routes with the Falcon receivers. Here, Atlanta, has eight games, 100 more yards rushing this season, tied for second in the NFL, while its streak of five straight games with 100 yards is tied for second among active streaks. All right, some more notes here. The Falcons' defense limited Arizona to 3 of 11 on third downs. Yeah, that's useless when you let them drive down the field and get the game-winning field goal. But that's the third time this season Atlanta has held an opponent to less than 30%. They did it in week 3 and week 6. Can't give up that 34-yarder there. So here are Bijan Robinson. We went over stats. He had 22 for 95, 1 for 11 catching, over 800 yards this season. He's on pace for 1,394. But just 6 touchdowns. He's got 4 now, 2 rushing, 2 receiving. They got to have to score more points down the stretch. Yeah, they have him for 106 scrimmage yards. That's 95 and 11. That's correct. He has 612 rushing yards through 10 games. And Robinson is the second fastest player in franchise history to reach 600. William Andrews did it in 9 games in 1979. Scotty Miller had the touchdown grab from Heinicke, his second receiving touchdown of the season, with a 2-yard catch in the second quarter. His touchdown reception marked the 6th of his career. Jesse Bates matched a season high with 13 total tackles and 11 solo. Caden Ellis had 11 total tackles, 6 solo. Nate Landman had 8 tackles, 7 solo. And also special teams-wise, Bradley Pinion punted 4 times for 203 yards, including a long of 60 yards and 1 punt down inside the 5. Now, before we get out of the podcast, we're going to go to the comments here. We just want to make a couple points. When you go look at Coach Smith's quotes, it's pretty clear he's going back to Desmond Ridder as a starting quarterback. He really liked that how he let him down for the drive to win the game. He took some shots deep down the field. They didn't make them, but that would have helped get the Cardinals off the run game because they had it bottled up a little bit, but they stuck with it. So, look for Ritter to be named the starter. Pretty much did it after the game today. Then also, he was asked about play calling and staff adjustments. I'm thinking, hey, maybe you want to move Matt Schaub over from working with the D-backs to helping out with the quarterbacks, because the quarterbacks don't have a quarterback coach. You got Ragone as the offensive coordinator, but he works with the quarterbacks. He was a quarterback too, but maybe need another person over there to help with the coaching of the quarterbacks. Maybe somebody can help coach more with the play calling. You know, maybe Ragone could give him a project on short yardage and power football. What are you doing at 14-yard line? Because what they did today didn't work. What they did on the 1-yard line last week didn't work either. So, yeah, you might want to think about some adjustments. Can't hurt. You know, it's no pride thing. But, hey, I would give somebody assignment over bye week. Hey, power football, short yardage situations, red zone situations. Now they are they went 3 or 4 today in the red zone. That's 75%. That's what you want to do all the time. So that'll push them up to 53%. Still will be in the middle of the pack of the league. Top team going into this week was Miami with 75%. And that was the old malarkey rule he told us back in the day. He wanted to be around 75% in the red zone. Don't win a lot of games doing that. So let's get to some comments here. Those are just a couple things that are going on with the team as we see them, you know, go into a funk of 3 losses in a row. And, you know, when they come back against the Saints, it's going to be, hey, can they get this thing turned around? Here we go. Forgot to send this before I went down to the locker room. Share your thoughts. I said those, but it should be thoughts. On the latest loss by the Atlanta Falcons for the podcast. Thank you in advance. We got 36. Texas A&M. Oh, this is bad. Texas A&M hire Arthur Smith. Cards were ranked 29th against the pass. This is Sky Bay Erica. She's a regular. The first one was Marcus Graham. Cards were ranked 29th against the pass. So Smith's game plan was to have Taylor not throw at all. Terrible. Kevin Stevenson, we have to go in a different direction with play calling. Every week it seems like the defenses are 2 steps ahead of us. Yeah, they were on the receivers. I was like, whoa, nobody's open. He got to run. And that was a play he got hurt on. You know, and he had 2 really nice scrambles in the touchdown drives. You know, they weren't open. I don't know if it's separation. I think they got the plays down after 10 games. I think you got to switch the routes up. So the defense is watch all the film all week, and they're like, oh, okay, from this formation, they're running this. And so they was right today. Okay, we're not doing the fire Coach Smith stuff. Y'all need to calm down. Okay, Harrington would be refreshing if they could play contain against running QBs. I think Calais Campbell would agree. Francis Tabor, the play calling. Okay, so get off the play calling. It's football. How did they execute? Did they get blown up? Did they tackle them? You know, play calling at this level, everybody's calling good plays. I mean, the plays that are designed to work. But when they don't work, say, okay, McGarry's on the ground too much. We saw that from the press box today. The tackle shouldn't be on the ground. And that's the old our old center from Wisconsin rule. I'll get his Peter. It'll come to me later. But anyway, Marcus Smith. Team has lost discipline from top to bottom in all aspects. Now, that's bogus. I don't, you know, that's what people will say when you lose discipline and play calling. Okay, it's time to move on. No, it's not, y'all. You know, this is just the era we live in. You know, it's not, you don't just tear stuff down right away. Horrible D-Lit. This is Atlanta Falcons, Australia. Or Atlanta Falcons AUS. So I'm assuming that's Australia. I know we got a lot of fans over in the land down under. Yeah, it is, because I can see the logo on the, they got the country and the Falcons over it. Horrible D-Led, no direction, predictable play calling, terrible calls by Smith in game, critical downs, sick of being let down week in and week out. Okay, we got the season is finished. It's over with the Vince Carter doing the crossing his hands gif. All right, before we get out of here, just a couple more. Oh, this is right. Mercedes-Benz will be full of Saints fans on Thanksgiving weekend. Yeah, that might come true. Shedrick Carter, D-Led, I think this is the end of the road for Arthur Smith's tenure. I don't agree with that. Although, hey, Arthur Blank was pretty hot. He's usually nice and we speak. But when he's leaving the locker room today, he was focused. So we'll see. They got to figure out. They got to tell him something on how they're going to get it turned around. But, you know, the quarterback issue kind of looks like, okay, Mac Jones and, they could have picked Justin Fields or Mac Jones. I watched the New England game, and he had that bad interception at the end. So he wasn't the answer. Couldn't take him. Kenny Pickett, I didn't see what the Steelers did today. But, I mean, you know, it's pretty clear they're not going, you know, they're winning in spite of him. Their point differential is crazy. About the only one that Levis lost today to the Bucks, so you can't, you know, say that was a clear win. It's just you're in a bad spot when you don't have a quarterback. And they got to go back to Desmond Ridder here in Atlanta is what we – we'll be hearing over the next, pretty much heard today, that he's going back to Desmond. They might wait till later on to make it official, but he pretty much went out on official today. Here's one, I hadn't heard this one. Fire them all and sell the team to Portland. Hey, I like my trips out to Portland back in the day, but haven't been in a while. All right, here we'll do two more here. Bye weeks, this is FSL commissioner. Bye weeks are a great time to make a coaching change, I hear. Okay, here's another one. It's not for everyone, Arthur Smith. Yeah, I'm surprised on all this fire stuff. Okay, last one, for real. Darryl Young, kick the 3 points, take your points. Coaching is failing this team by long shot. All right, a lot of folks are not happy with the coaching. I tend to look at the play. Richie said he couldn't let the guy get open. The running backs, you know, there were some holes there, and there need to be some more. Can't not score on the 14-yard line. And I don't know, you know, Algier got stopped. Then Bijan got stopped, and then it was a sack on third down. B.J. Ojulari, Marietta, LSU, had two big sacks today on third downs. And, so you can say coaching and play calling, but they're not on the field. Somebody's got to block B.J. Somebody's got to get them 14 yards. And the play calling or whatever, you know, you got to look at what's happening on the football field and break that down like Kurt Warner did on the – audio a couple weeks back, video stuff he did a couple weeks back. You know, guys running the wrong way, guys getting blown up, free runners to the quarterback. At least they didn't have that. But that was the Tennessee game. So we're going to get on out of here and get on back to Atlanta. Charlotte Varnes will be holding it down in Flowery Branch tomorrow. Our intern from Northwestern is doing a great job. She's been a grill coach on the quarterback situation. But we're going to let her figure it out. We don't want to give her, she's tough. She's going to do her thing. And we know that she'll be filling in and do a great job. So, and then we'll, middle of the week, the bye week, we're going to come back and do our podcast. It's going to pretty much be the midterm report card. We put it off since the bye week's kind of right in the middle. I came in here thinking about a lot of C's and probably got to drop some grades here moving forward. We're going to do it pass offense, run offense, pass defense, run defense, special teams, and coaching. So we got six categories for the midterm report card. We've been filing stuff over the last couple of weeks, and we'll drop that in the paper on Wednesday, and we'll do the podcast on it too. So we're going to cover these first 10 games and break it all down and try to come up with some solutions too, because, hey, Richie Grant keeps getting beat. Why did they trade Jaylen Hawkins? Hey, maybe Richie needs to chill for a minute and put Jaylen in there, but they traded him. But I think he got traded because he was one of those he was part of one of the punt returns that they thought he might have should have been running down there a little bit harder. But I suspect. But yeah, so now, you know, what do you got to do? Can you run Abernathy? They got a couple. Lucas Dennis is on the practice squad, but something's got to happen. You can't keep giving up big plays. But, well, we're going to go into the bye week. Charlotte's in charge tomorrow. We'll have the midterm report card for you on the podcast and in the paper this week. And then we'll kind of, you know, self-scout too like everybody else and come on back next week and start getting ready for the game against the Saints and Thanksgiving. So we're going to ask you to take care and have a great rest of your week.
The AJC's trusted veteran political voices, Greg Bluestein, Patricia Murphy, Tia Mitchell, and Bill Nigut are the essential source for Georgia politics. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Politically Georgia. Sign up for the newsletter, download the podcast, subscribe to the AJC.
Hip-hop is a product of black people. It's a product of black song and celebration.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution presents
hip-hop's most pulled elements are pulled from the South.
A Southern hip-hop story.
We always go back to that moment of the Source Awards.
Everybody wants your rhythm, but they don't want your blues.
The biggest names in hip-hop.
Atlanta is still the mecca for hip-hop.
50 years.
No one can deny.
One film.
The power of the South now.
The South got something to say. Streaming now at AJC.com/hip-hop.